If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And we are also on your favorite podcast platform. Just check out Catholic Audio Media as one word, unless you're on Spotify. It's Catholic Audio Media as three words. Well, we're talking this week about Catholics knowing the Bible, and I talked yesterday about what ultimately becomes an understanding of realizing that the words, the text in Scripture, and for Catholics as well, the text in tradition, a lot of people will use that. They'll use the text in tradition. They'll say, well, you know, Pope so-and-so said such-and-such and blah, 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 blah. And in the same way that they, in a previous part of their life or even currently, will explain that reality of text in the Bible. So that's the way it is. And again, you have what is known as sola scriptura, and people say, well, this is what the Bible says, so this is what we have to believe, which is fine. But then you have others who convert to the Catholic faith and then do the same thing with Catholic documents. And what happens is if they don't have a good understanding of living in the real world, then they're going to be just like the Pharisees in their criticism of Jesus, because that's what it was all about. The fact that many of the Pharisees were living by the strict interpretation of the law, but the strict interpretation of the law cannot work in the real world. And this is what Jesus was trying to explain to the Pharisees. And if you read the Gospel of Mark, which will be the gospel this year in any church that uses the common lectionary, including the Catholic Church, if you do that, you will have an understanding of that reality of people thinking strictly within what the text says and not being able to bring it into the real world. But that's what Jesus did, you know. And so we have him criticizing people who will not allow him to heal someone on the Sabbath because that's what the rule says. But he's explaining, no, you have to realize the rule was made for man. Man was not made for the rule. You see that? And he's teaching that. You know, the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. And so as he's teaching that, he's trying to bring everything into the real world. So one of the examples I wanted to give on this is something that I thought would be a great illustration of this. And it was last week, the Pope said that it was his wish that hell would be empty. He says, this is not, this is my personal opinion. He says, this is not a Catholic dogma, but he's something I hold personally. I like to think that hell is empty. I hope that's the reality. That's what he taught. That's what he said. And of course, there are a lot of people that are like very upset, and I'm going to read that pretty soon. But as I told you, I know the Bible really well because of my habit I learned from the evangelicals of carrying a Bible in my back pocket. And right away, I just looked it up on my favorite search engine. I knew the basics, but I didn't know where because that's the Catholic part. 1 Timothy 2, verses 3 for 4. God our Savior, who desires all to be saved. That's God's wish too. So what happened is you get all these people getting all upset that the Pope said it was his wish that hell would be empty, which means everyone would be saved. Yet you have, once he says that, you've got all these people who only understood this very strict interpretation of Catholic scripture, scripture in Catholic tradition. And because of that, they go ballistic. And what happens, partly, literally go ballistic, but you they get very upset. And one of the reasons why I bring that up is because it was none other than Raymond Arroyo, who disagrees with the Pope in what he says. Raymond Arroyo, you may be familiar with. He is on Fox as a commentator, and he's also been for years the anchor on EWTN, the Eternal Word Television Network, which, by the way, runs the other radio station down the hall a bit on the AM dial. And so I wanted to talk about how they didn't recognize that this is exactly what the will of God is, that hell would be empty. So it's our role to help to get that done. And they got very upset. And I want to talk about that. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. And then on the other side of the break, we'll talk about this. Remember that you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock AM Mass every single Sunday. And so if you'd like to come to experience St. Anthony Parish, and even hopefully you go, wow, I'd like to be part of this as they try to build this parish up more and more. What I'd like you to do is to remember you have the standing invitation to our 10 o'clock AM Mass, which is our chanted Mass. So you experience everything being, you know, from the in the liturgy of the Eucharist, what I say is actually I chant it and the people chant it back. It's very fascinating, including the Our Father. But maybe you want to come, but you're not ready to contribute yet because you think, well, I'm not ready. I just want to sit here and I want to experience this. Now, what are you going to do when the collection basket comes around? Well, here's what I'm going to tell you to do. Write the word radio down on a piece of paper and put that into the collection. That way, if you feel self-conscious about not putting anything into the collection basket, that's fine. Just write the word radio down on a piece of paper, put that into the collection. Now remember, that only goes for a St. Anthony parish in Alston. So if you don't currently have a local parish that you call home or anywhere else, and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass, this standing invitation is for you. Come on down to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. And by the way, we're conveniently located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike, but don't throw the stone. So anyway, we're talking about this reality of what the Pope said and the responses. And I thought I would read, I'm not going to say the names of the people responding, but I am going to read some of the responses. And it really went right through me when I see this, because it really reflects a lack of appreciation of the mercy of God. So here's what he does. He writes this in response. He posts actually the article and with an emoji of this worried man. And one of the responses obviously is mine, what I said to you. 1 Timothy 2, 3 through 4, God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved, from the Revised Standard Version Catholic Edition. Here are some of the other responses, I said. Well, it's going to get filled up the way the world is going. Okay. Actually, I think several saints ago said that they had seen souls in hell and in a vision they were given. Well, that was true. But now look at some of the other responses. One guy writes, and this might be a priest, I'm not sure, the synthesis of all heresies. Someone else writes, oh boy, and complaint, that same worried emoji. It's like, don't count on it, is what someone else says. If hell is empty now, it won't be when Bergoglio crosses over, which is the nasty name, which is actually his surname, but it's a way of saying we don't recognize him as Pope. Says about him, what? Hell is real, the devil is real. Well, yes, that's true. That's one thing everyone should know. Yeah, they do know that. And so all these things are are there, and he go. Someone else wrote, "Raymond, you are not in Kansas anymore. The Pope is off the reservation, and he's not coming back. Once the Latin Mass was abandoned, no, it wasn't, but that's another story. The Catholic religion died. Most Catholics want this Pope gone." Wrong, but you see, and what you see there is people who are almost celebrating of the fact that there is a hell. Now, we believe in hell. It's part of Catholic doctrine, Catholic Church, and so many other Christian doctrines. And the Catholic Church teaches the people who go to hell are those who are obstinate in refusing the grace of God. Even St. Thomas Aquinas would say that. But I've often said, it is my belief that some of these very harsh Catholic ministries, I obviously have no proof that anyone actually does this, but it gives me the impression that at the thought of people going to hell, they dance through their cubicles in celebration. And you can see that in some of the responses. Yet it is the will, it is God's will that all are saved. So it's our role to cooperate with God to make that happen. But you have this whole group that seems to celebrate the fact that there are people going to hell. That's a real problem in our church. That's a real problem in, it's very obvious here in the Catholic Church, in the more, I'll call them the traditional people. That doesn't mean traditional people are like that. It's just this traditional group, all responding to Raymond Arroyo. And you see this and you go, this is a problem, because in none of this is love and mercy. It's all following the law without love, without mercy, and not living in the real world, like I was explaining before. And that is not good for anyone, including the souls of the people who complain. We'll be back tomorrow. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.